Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
One person who might be wanting to hide right now is the anonymous graphic designer who created the new logo for the Prime Minister and Cabinet's Women's Network group. If you haven't seen it, I'm going to describe it to you visually as best as I can. It's a W written in very cursive purple font, which goes the W, the two little downbeats, and then it goes across into what can be described as an opaque pill shape, extending out from the W, the two little dips, and then extending out to the right. And it's caused some concern. Where did it all go wrong? And did it actually go wrong? Or have we just got an entire internet full of people with filthy, puerile minds? One mind that is neither of those things is the mind of Dee Madigan from Gruen, an executive creative director at Campaign Edge. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, Sammy.
Tell me, Dee, have I described it verbally to the best of my ability to the listeners, or should I just say it looks a little bit like a penis?
Yeah, I think you were very polite with your description because it looks like saggy balls and a penis. Yep. And nothing says we take women seriously than a logo with balls and a penis.
Let's look at the context here. The other organisations that have also been announced all have various variations of a pill-shaped design. So that sort of gives it some context that if they were riffing on this theme, it might have ended up here. Do you think this was a mistake, or do you think, like many people are suggesting, it was some troll-like behaviour?
I think if you're a government whose one of the main accusations is being levelled at you is that you don't take women's issues seriously, probably avoid anything in any of your designs that looks like a penis. I take that sort of, you know, I'd make that a blanket rule.
But from a marketing perspective, and I would agree that rule sounds sensible, I'm genuinely trying to offer the benefit of the doubt here to think, look, you look at it, I didn't see what others have seen the first time I looked at it. Other people have said it straight away. Other people are seeing different things. Other people are, for example, seeing breasts or whatever. Is there a chance it was just a horrible, horrible mistake? Or is that, regardless, that's unforgivable because there should have been enough checks and balances in place?
Well, I did actually do a ring around my friends, and most said balls and penis, but some said boobs and some said bum. And do you know what? All three of those, no, not for a logo. You know, so, yeah, some checks and balances. So, look, they're saying it was an internal thing. So whoever it is isn't, you know, working in an ad agency. I reckon the wording of the actual department is weird as well, because it's this group of women who I think it's championing cultural aspirational change. It's like it doesn't even mean anything anyway. So I feel like the logo is almost the least of their problems. But if I was this government, you'd be double checking everything. And normally public servants are the most risk averse people. I noticed because I do government ads, and trying to get anything through is really difficult. So it is very surprising that at no point did someone look at this and say, now hold on a minute, this is a terrible idea. But the memes have been fantastic. Oh. Not as good as the memes from Scott Morrison and his cat the other day.
That's provided a lot of enjoyment for many. Scott's revelation that he's been hiding a cat for 10 years and didn't tell us. I mean, what else? What other animals has he got? Just finally, from a marketing perspective, what do they do now? Do they just have to double down and say, no, this is the logo, that's it? Or do you think there's enough genuine concern here for the optics that they might revise it?
No, this isn't a government that ever kind of says, oops, sorry, we made a mistake, we'll change it. So they will 100% double down on this. There is no way they'll sort of, you know, go an oopsie, oopsie, soz. It'll be a soz, not soz.
Okay, and the Women's Network logo shall remain as it is, however you wish to envision it. Dee Madigan, I appreciate your expertise this morning on what on some level is a puerile and trivial subject matter, but on another is quite a serious one. So thank you for helping walk us through it.
My pleasure, Sammy.